the rest of the story. By the summer of 1948, communism was reaching around the world. It had a lot to do with the recent war, the fact that the Russians had jumped sides in time to be on the winning side. Anyway, August 1948, the Communist Party sponsored an international convention in Wrocław, Poland. A big deal they called the Congress of Intellectuals for Peace, and they invited Paul. Now, the communists really did not like Paul very much. But they needed all of the so-called intellectuals they could get their hands on, and Paul did accept the invitation, despite the fact that he hated traveling and he feared flying, and he would have to do both. By the time he left the Congress, Paul had even more enemies in the Communist Party than before. Imagine his surprise, therefore, when the following spring he was invited to attend the second Congress of Intellectuals for Peace, this time in Paris. Opening day was to be April 19. On the morning of the day before, Paul answers a knock on the door. It's Louis Aragon, a French novelist, another left intellectual. He says to Paul, I need a poster for the convention. Paul says, I hope you find one. Louis says, I'm serious. The Congress is tomorrow, and they don't have a poster. Then Louis's eyes darted to a lithograph over in the corner. His eyes brighten. Hey, that would make a good poster, he says. May I take it with me? Well, you know the communist thing. What's mine is mine, what's yours is mine. It's an offer which Paul cannot refuse. Take it, he says, and Louis is out the door with this lithograph under his arm. It was precisely noon. By 5 that afternoon, that lithograph that had been gathering dust in a corner of Paul's place was plastered all over the city of Paris. An advertisement for the Second Congress of Intellectuals for Peace. Now the media moves in. Before Paul knew what had happened, people on 5 continents were gawking at photographs of this new communist peace symbol. Well, it was a remarkable turning point for Paul's career as an artist, because all at once he was the man of peace. He was the artist who had captured the essence of the concept of peace in a simple, graceful lithograph, an emblem that quickly found its way onto posters and onto lapel pins all over the world. And even today, long after its communist origins are forgotten, even today, Paul's lithograph is recognized worldwide as a symbol of international peace and brotherhood. You're ahead of me, aren't you? That simple artwork, once swiped from the studio of Paul. Paul was Pablo Picasso. Is the impression of a dove. The dove of peace. And yet, as the communist dream would one day turn out to be considerably less than it seemed, so too would Picasso's dove. For the impression of the dove was strictly in the imagination of the artist's friend, Louis Aragon, who had carried the lithograph away so quickly that he had not heard Picasso's protest. Louis, come back. Louis, that's no dove, that's a pigeon. And now you know the rest of the story.